This is the Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of April 29th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. The Tennessee legislative session came to a late-night end last week, but some of the bills approved in the final hours might not make it all the way to becoming law. Here to discuss what legislation could miss the governor's signature, as well as other lingering issues, is WPLN State House reporter Chas Sisk. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
Well, Governor Bill Haslam hasn't said for sure, but it looks like he will sign most of the bills past this session. However, there seems to be some uncertainty right around this so-called Sanctuary City bill.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, so-called Sanctuary City bill is the kind of the key term there, because there's a lot of debate about what this bill really does. The fact is, sanctuary cities are already illegal in Tennessee and have been since 2009. Everybody basically agrees on that point. So what this bill does is it would require state agencies and the police to enforce federal immigration law. No matter what the circumstances. And there would be a penalty. They would lose economic development grants if they don't do so. But this is problematic with a lot of people, particularly in law enforcement, for a couple of reasons. First, people say that ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they sometimes make mistakes. They will ask local officials to hold someone who's actually not in the country illegally, or they will have a name on a detainer request that does not match up with the person that the police actually have in custody. And that would raise constitutional issues if police felt that they had to hold somebody even though they didn't think that they had the right person. The second thing is that it might discourage people from working with the police if they're worried that they may be taken on an immigration violation just by sharing information. So that's a couple of reasons why people are calling on Haslam to possibly veto it.
But one thing we've been following all session is the Republican response to Memphis removing Confederate monuments. Several bills were introduced, but one actually made it all the way through. What does it do?
So in the last hours of session, lawmakers passed a measure that would bar local governments from transferring properties that contain historic monuments covered under the Heritage Preservation Act. This basically gets right at what Memphis did in December when they sold a couple of parks that contained Confederate memorials to a nonprofit, and then that nonprofit took the memorials down. This was ruled to be legal by the comptroller, but this would take away that right in the future. Haslam often doesn't wade into issues like this, though he does say that he sees this as a matter of property rights for cities. So there is a possibility there he could veto this legislation.
How likely do you think it is that Haslam would veto either of these bills?
Well, it's hard to say. He says he's looking at them both. But the fact is, you can count on one hand the number of times Haslam has vetoed a piece of legislation in his more than 7 years in office now.
Well, beyond the things that he might veto or might sign into law, there are some things that just never made it all the way through. And one of those is a piece of gun legislation that Democrats brought up at the very end. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it was brought up because of the Waffle House shooting.
Yeah, you're right. So this was there were a number of steps that Democrats proposed in the wake of that shooting. The most important thing that the legislation that they proposed would have done is it would have made it a crime to have a gun in Tennessee if you've been stripped of that ability in another state. And it would have made it illegal to give someone a gun who's had that ability stripped. This is, of course, a direct response to the situation in the Waffle House shooting. It was very unlikely to get passed. It would have required a two-thirds majority of the legislature to get it through. It seemed all along as it might be a talking point for the campaign season, and I suspect that you will be hearing this summer and fall quite a bit about that legislation.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
Even though the legislative session has come to an end, the Tri-Star State is not. We'll be continuing our conversations about Tennessee politics, including the races for governor and U.S. Senator. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your shows.